Swiss told to integrate with foreigners because mass migration can't be stopped. By Virginia Hale on August 25, 2020. Swiss people need to take classes on integrating with foreigners in order to get used to becoming a minority in their own country, a sociologist has said. Ganga Jayaratnam, who migrated to Switzerland 25 years ago, told an interview with Tages and Zeiger that mass migration to the Swiss nation is a one-way street, there is no going back. Switzerland's native people should let go of the country's historic customs and traditions as its population is replaced and come to recognize hyper-diversity as the national culture. The Sri Lankan academic said, arguing that Swiss culture is not lost, it is developing. Asked whether he recognized that such a transition might be overwhelming for naive Swiss people, Aratnam responded, "That's why I think there should be integration courses for locals. We already have integration courses for immigrants. That is a good thing. Such courses are also necessary for locals because they are slowly becoming a minority. It is in Swiss people's interest to get more familiarized with migrants," according to the sociologist, who asserted that if the locals do not adapt, they will become losers in their own country. Illustrating such losers, he pointed to the example of elderly people who might struggle with foreigners then become frustrated when they are housed in a retirement home where 90% of the staff comes from abroad. Questioned by the Swiss German Language Daily on whether mass migration could at least be slowed, the University of Basel scholar was insistent that once the door is open to population transfers from the Third World, it cannot be closed. Once diversity is achieved, there is no stopping it, he said, noting that family reunification and other human rights-related policy means migration from the global south will continue to rise no matter what national laws a government tries to put in place. In addition, Aratnam noted that migrant women have on average more children than Swiss women. Immigration can no longer be stopped even with new laws, because this would be in opposition to human rights, European integration and our economic structure, he claimed. However, Aratnam acknowledged in the interview that Japan was an example of a country that has achieved a great deal of prosperity without migration. Upon Tages and Zeiger pointing out that around 90% of asylum seekers receive social assistance, and how the majority of Eritreans in Switzerland do not work. Even after years, the former athlete merely insisted that more efforts are needed, alleging that there is considerable untapped potential here. Breitbart London has previously reported on the dismal economic performance of many migrant groups in Switzerland, with figures revealing many have welfare dependency rates of more than 50%. Data gathered and published by the Federal Statistical Office and the State Secretariat for Migration revealed that 83.7% of Somalis in Switzerland rely on state income, compared to 2.3% of Swiss people and just 0.6% of Japanese nationals.